We're visiting today with Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, you know, the name might be self-explanatory. People will see Tulsa Spine and Rehab, and maybe they'll necessarily know what it's about. But I bet you a lot of times people are a little unsure of exactly all the services you offer there. So what is it you do at Tulsa Spine and Rehab?
Sure. It, you know, out with friends or amongst the community, I get that. What do you do? And, you know, obviously I'm a chiropractor by nature, but essentially I just tell folks that I specialize in the diagnosed treatment and management of neck and low back pain. It sounds very complicated, but essentially I just, neck and low back pain is what I'm really, really good at. And, you know, acute type situations, and acute means is more of a quick onset, like you're working in your yard over the weekend and you're, you know, lifting a bag of leaves and you tweak your low back a little bit. That's more of an acute condition. Those types of conditions respond really well to what I do. And then also there's obviously the chronic type conditions that have been, you know, lingering and hanging on for a little bit longer. My first line of defense, or my number one tool in my toolbox, is manipulation. And manipulation is like joint manipulation or soft tissue manipulation. And what I'm trying to figure out is if there's something stuck, whether it's a joint or some form of soft tissue, muscle, tendon, ligament, fascia, something like that, I want to get it moving and improve the function. And then obviously from there, I have other tools in my toolbox, so to speak, you know, like rehab and, you know, different treatment therapies and so forth. But, you know, the thing that I'm really proud of, you know, are all the other tools that I have related to the providers in this clinic. Scott, you know, we have physical therapists, massage therapists, you know, yoga instructors. And so what we're able to do is treat folks comprehensively. So when someone asks me what I do, you know, my first, you know, response is that I'm a chiropractor and I specialize in neck and low back pain using manual therapy, you know, joint adjustments, soft tissue mobilization. And I've also surrounded myself with some other, you know, really bright providers that specialize in different things to provide comprehensive care.
So say someone is dealing with an ache or a pain. What's a good sign that what they're dealing with is more than just a run-of-the-mill ache or pain? It's something that maybe needs to be addressed by a specialist.
Sure. I think that, you know, once it starts to affect function or your daily activities, your ADL, so to speak, is, you know, if you notice that you're, you know, a guy, an attorney or an accountant that sits behind a desk all day and he notices that he's unable to sit all day without, you know, without pain to his low back, that's typically a warning sign. You know, with what I do, I want to see patients quickly. You know, once they, you know, develop those aches and pains and they, you know, it's lasted 2 or 3 days, it just hasn't gone away. We like to get a hold of those folks fairly early because they're going to respond much quicker. And the earlier I can get them in, you know, I tell people the earlier I can get you out, meaning I might need to see you 2 to 3 times. You know, we always talk to our patients about efficient conservative treatment plans, you know, seeing a patient 4 to 5 times and then educating them on, yeah, here's some things that you can do to prevent recurrence, or better yet, next time you tweak your low back, here's something you can do to manage it or treat it, you know, on your own. So I would say once you notice it, it's starting to affect some things throughout the day that you like to do, or, you know, some of your daily routine. And then also if it, you know, if it sticks around for 2 to 3 days.
Do you ever find yourself as a chiropractor, you're working with a patient, and have you ever had a situation where you say, you know what, maybe physical therapy is the way to go, and instead of sending someone across town, you're able to send them across the hall?
Yeah, and that's something that I pride myself on. I talk to patients about, you know, one of the things that I really enjoy is the ability to diagnose and that art of diagnosis. And diagnosis obviously means, you know, figuring out what a patient's problem is and what they need from there. And not only, you know, allowing me to get involved with the patient, but I tell patients, you know, that art of diagnosis allows me, or it kind of tells me not what to treat. Like, hey, you know, this isn't really a good, you know, condition for chiropractic. I have a physical therapist that specializes in, you know, shoulder injuries. That is a better option for you. And so with, you know, the art of diagnosis to me is, you know, it's obviously great telling us what the problem is and what to do, but it also tells me not what to do. And having all these other providers, you know, under one roof, send them across the hall to one of the PTs, have them check them out, and then I potentially might not be involved with that case anymore.
Do you need a referral to come to Tulsa Spine and Rehab?
Great question. No, you do not. I am a direct access provider, meaning you could walk off the street, pick the phone up, get on the website, schedule an appointment, come in and see me. And then I can make some, obviously, we'll go through a history evaluation and then maybe make some recommendations on what it is that you need or some things that you could do on your own.
Tulsa Spine and Rehab, Dr. Sean Riley. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Scott.